Happy Saturday, friends, and welcome to a special edition of Don't You Know About That Dough? You know, sourdough? On today's Mother's Day edition, we're going to be breaking down one of my mom's absolute favorites, the cinnamon roll, and we're going to talk about two different ways that you can make this happen, a crunchy version and a fluffy version. So let's get this party started. What you'll need to make this recipe is half a cup of warmed milk of choice. I'm going to be using Nut Pods. You're going to be using 1 3/4 of a cup of AP flour, 2 tablespoons of a butter of choice. I'll be using ghee because I have it on hand, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 cup of starter. It can be active or not. What's great about this recipe is that your starter doesn't have to be the greatest starter in the world to make an amazing cinnamon roll. So don't stress it. And if you'd like, you can add a little bit of salt, but I'll be completely honest with you. I don't add any salt because it has sugar in it and I'll be adding my filling, which is going to be the main flavor. To make this recipe happen in the kitchen, I'll be using my mixer with the dough hook, a couple of bowls, one that I can put a cover over and store in my refrigerator. At the end of this, we'll obviously be using the oven, and I'm going to use the microwave to warm up my milk. Now, the first thing I'm going to do to get started after I measure out all of my ingredients, and another reason I love this dough is because very similar to the pretzels is we just kind of throw everything together. We make a dough, and then we can get started right from there. There's no extra work, so to speak. Like, the starter can go in with everything else. There's no autolayers phase. So I'm going to put my flour into my bowl with my bread mixer, and my dough hook is now attached. I'm then going to take the half a cup of milk of choice and 2 tablespoons of my butter of choice in a measuring cup that can hold both of them and stick it in the microwave for a quick minute and a half. I don't want it scalding. I don't want it boiling. I just want it warm so that the two can come together. I'm then going to add it with the flour, the 2 tablespoons of sugar, and my 1 cup of active or not active starter. It's going to come together in under 15 minutes. Just be patient with it. It's going to be a wetter dough. After the dough comes together, have your bowl greased and ready to go and wet your hands. Get the dough out of the bowl and just place it right in and cover it. It is not going to look super smooth. That's okay. It's going to smooth out as it continues to grow. Now, we have a couple of options of what we can do with our dough right now. Your first option, which is like a little extra of your time because it's going to technically take 3 days to make as opposed to making it a day and the bake off the second. We made it today and now you can just put it in the fridge and let it rest overnight until tomorrow when you're ready to boogie with it again. This is really going to give you a much fluffier consistency. Or we could have a crunchier option that'll only take 2 days time. So after we finish that dough that you just created, same recipe in your bread mixer, or if you want to be, you know, amazing, do it by hand, however you choose. You're then going to put that dough into a greased bowl, cover it, and let it sit for 3 to 5 hours room temperature. Just let it chill out. Then after that time has passed, you're going to do the same thing for option one as you do for option two. If you decided to do option one, please be mindful and make sure your dough comes out about an hour before you start working it. It's going to be cold and it's not going to be ready to be moving around just yet. So give it an hour, let it come to room temperature. I promise you it would make a difference. But since you went with option two and you're ready to rock and roll, let's roll out. So we're going to put the dough onto either your countertop that has been placed out with flour before the dough so it doesn't stick to the countertop. Put a little on top of the dough so you can roll it out, you know. Then you're going to need either a rolling pin, or if you don't have a rolling pin, you can use a glass, a wine bottle, anything that you can find on hand. I have this silicone mat that I got off of Amazon that has measurements on it, and I like to roll out my doughs on it because I won't use as much flour. So I'm going to roll it out on there and just use a little bit of flour on top. And then I'm going to roll it out to an oval rectangle shape. And I want it to end up being about like 10-ish by 16, 17-ish inches long. So it's a nice long rectangle. And then we're going to get started with the filling. So I'm going to take half a cup of room temperature butter. Don't use super warm melted butter. This is going to affect your dough. And then when you roll it up, you may have a bit of a problem. Trust me on this one, okay? So room temperature butter that you can then brush onto your dough. I absolutely love smearing the butter on the dough with my hands. I really like cooking with my hands. It's just something that I've really connected with. So that's what I'll do. If you don't want to do that and you don't want to get messy, you can use a brush. I have this silicone brush that I got off of Amazon as well. You can just paint it right on there. And then we'll get into our filling. So my mother loves and has the rest of us addicted to these cinnamon sugar covered pecans that we get at this place called the Marketplace in Roxbury. They're absolutely fantastic. I know that they're a pricier item, but this is Mother's Day and this cinnamon roll is really just that next level stuff. So I have crushed up about, it says four, half of a pound on there, so 0.48 pounds of these pecans that are covered. I've crushed them up in my food processor, and then I'm just generously going to put it throughout my filling of my dough so that I can be all there, very much so covering, and then I'm going to roll it up. Now I'm gonna roll it up away from myself, and I'm gonna make sure it's tight. I just have more control when I do that. Anytime I try to roll it towards myself, it doesn't really work. So I start from the middle, and you pick up away. This is a time where you'd probably want to either have your hands very like damp or you'd want to have them covered in flour so the dough doesn't stick to you. And we just want to roll up our dough. Now that we have rolled out our dough to 17 by 10-ish for our rectangle, we have smeared our butter. We have then added our filling. If you don't want to go the route of the pecans or nuts, you can just do cinnamon sugar. Use a fourth of a cup of cinnamon powder, dried cinnamon, excuse me, and a fourth of a cup of sugar. Now that we have rolled up, we are ready to cut it. So I'm going to get 9 pieces out of this log, and you have a couple of options. You can either use a very sharp knife or you can use dental floss. It gives you a really clean cut, and I saw it on a YouTube video somewhere along the line. I apologize, I can't remember which was the first that I saw because I've seen a bunch of them. Please give it a look. Anywho, you're going to tie it and cut through the cinnamon roll. Then I'm either going to place it in a 9x9 baking dish, or you have the option to put it in a cake dish. Or you could do my personal favorite, the cast iron skillet. Make sure you grease the bottom, and then we are going to cover it and place in the refrigerator and let it rest again overnight. And then we'll do the bake off in the morning. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees or 365 degrees. We don't want to go over 365 with the cinnamon roll because I used butter and it will burn over that point, and that's just not something I want to do. I did use butter to grease for the cinnamon roll. It's just going to give a nice luxurious feel, you know? Then the bake-off time is going to take between 30 and 45 minutes. Before you put it in the oven, wait until, of course, it's heated up, but also let the dough, like you did before, if you took option one, to come to room temperature a little bit. I like to let my dough set for about 30 minutes before I pop it into the oven. I just get a better result by doing this. Now, while it's in there, let's get started on our icing. I'm gonna do my mom's favorite. It's just a basic cream cheese icing. It is really delicious. So, what you'll need to make this icing is 2 ounces of cream cheese, room temperature, 2 tablespoons of butter or ghee, 1 cup of powdered sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and just 1/2 tablespoon of milk of choice, just to give a little more creaminess to bring everything together. This is a great starter icing if you've never made an icing before as well, because you really have control here of like how you want your end result to be. There's really not a lot of wrong ways to make an icing for cinnamon rolls. It's either going to be a drizzly kind of moment or it's going to be a very thick, creamy. My mother prefers the thick and creamy version, so that is what she's going to get on her cinnamon roll for Mother's Day. After they've cooked for their time, I have checked on them halfway in between to make sure the color is right, and I did flip them in my oven. I then will let them cool for 10 to 20 minutes. You don't want to put the icing on a super hot item. It's just going to melt right into it. It won't not be delicious. It's just not going to be as pretty. I hope you enjoyed that cinnamon roll, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the Sunday success, and it's coming a day early.